Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about the solstice run at Medici, I have Carolyn Heuer and Murray Lawson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have a run coming up this weekend. That's very exciting. Murray, how long have you been involved with this half marathon?
Well, this will be the eighth running, so it's been a while. It's actually been 9 years. There was 1 year where we didn't have the race. Sorry about that, but that's not going to happen in the near future.
And this run at Medici, has this always been the location?
No, it's a new course this year due to the road construction out in the vicinity of the mill. We had to change. Normally, we started and ended at the Whale Park, which we can't do this year. So we moved it out the road to Herring Cove. We'll start and end there and go out towards the Medici Hatchery and beyond.
That sounds so mysterious and beyond. Carolyn, have you run this course before?
Yes, I have run this course before. I'm not going to be running this year. I'm helping Murray time. But yeah, but this year it will be a little more hilly than we're used to because we usually just end at the Hatchery. But this year the race, the 5K, well, no, the 10K will end at the Hatchery. So it's going to be a lot more hilly than people are used to.
So folks basically should have trained up till now.
Yes.
Or maybe take a different approach maybe for this year. There's actually three lengths to this course. So I guess I'm not understanding the term half marathon.
Yes, there are three distances. We do a 5K, 10K, and the half marathon, which most of the runners all know to be 13.1 miles.
And I had asked off the air, sometimes we have races in miles, but mostly in metric. And is that just sort of the standard?
Yes, it comes from track and field. Everything is measured in metric. So most people are aware that a 5K is 3.1 miles, 10K is double that or 6.2, and the half marathon is 13.1 miles.
And from the very beginning, why Medici? Are these? Is this an area that people run for recreation anyway, or is this very special?
A lot of people train out there for various events like the Alpine Adventure Race, and now we have our classic cross-trail marathon. People will probably be training out there. It's just a challenging place to run.
Off-road.
And it's off-highway.
Yeah, off-highway.
So you don't deal with traffic. There's just some brown creatures that sometimes you have to deal with out there.
As spectators?
Yes.
Yeah. But we'll have search and rescue along the course and water stations, so you won't be all out there on your own once you go past the gate. There'll be search and rescue, the water stations at the 5K turnaround, the 10K turnaround, one in between the 10K turnaround, and then another water station at the half marathon. So there'll be people spread all along the race course.
With communication, radios and such. So it's not as remote as it could be.
And does it help safety in numbers if there's a lot of folks running? Do the wildlife sort of stay out of the way? Or are they curious? What is this?
Probably a little of both. Well, this will be the first year, too, that there will be a majority of the people on that road, whereas in the past, only the half marathoners went out there. So there'll be definitely more people than the Bears are used to for this weekend, which will probably discourage them. But you never know. There are bears out there.
There's some curious bears
yes.
out there. And is this a fundraiser?
Yes, it is. It's for Sitka High Track and Cross Country. For their travel programs, which, of course, everyone here in Southeast realizes that they have tremendous travel expense, and this helps out for that.
Is it expensive in general to be a runner? I mean, other than traveling to other marathons or competing, I mean, what is the most basic gear if you're a regular runner?
That would be shoes, of
course.
Good
shoes, yeah.
And these days, a good pair of shoes is $150 or so. But compared to some other sports, it's not too much.
There are some theories that you should replace your shoes like every 6 months or every so many miles. Do you subscribe to that?
Yes. There's a lot of different opinions about mileage, but somewhere around 300 it might be time to start replacing shoes if you're running a lot of miles.
And depending on the terrain, maybe?
Yeah, probably harder surfaces like sidewalks and streets, I would think, would be tougher on your shoes than, say, trails.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, you're going to be running. No, you're going to be timing.
I'm timing.
That's
I'll be cheering you across the finish line with Murray.
So maybe you've been running, training year round. What's something that you would do to stay motivated in this race?
Pace yourself. I think it's pretty common for people to go out too fast. And if you've never run those hills out there, there are some good hills. And every hill you see on the way out is going to be another hill on the way back. So I guess, you know, pace yourself. It's always better to finish strong than to go out and run out of energy halfway through. And drink lots of water. Hydrate. We'll have all those water stations. Last year was really warm, and people were thankful to have water. So stay hydrated and pace yourself. And have fun.
That's good. That it's always a good motivator. Murray, what would you say about when you run? What keeps you going?
Well, it's a lot like Carolyn said. There's nothing worse than going out too fast and bonking and having to come all the way back with no fuel in your tank. But look around at the scenery. Silver Bay is beautiful. If you can see past all the grown up alder, there are parts of the course where you can actually look out and see Silver Bay. It's awesome. So just enjoy where you are.
And sometimes just being present, we take it for granted that we have this around us all the time. Are you expecting maybe some folks from out of town to participate?
Usually we get a few. Since we don't have pre-registration until Friday, we don't know for sure. But we always have a handful of folks.
And registration's a big deal. I mean, that is a big process. When would people register for this race?
We have pre-registration this Friday the 14th at the Sitka High School Commons from 4 to 8:30 p.m. And we would like to encourage anyone that wants to run to come and pre-register. It makes things much more smoother on Saturday morning.
Yeah,
we do have registration on race day, which starts at 8:15 a.m. Most runners like to procrastinate and come at the last minute. We hardly ever start our race right at 9 o'clock because we're still signing up folks. And this year, due to that road construction, we're hoping people will allow an extra quarter hour or so, because they do have a traffic light out there, which is a little long. And if you give yourself an extra 15 minutes, it'll sure help out.
Yeah, if you try to pull a Sitka this year, it's really going to delay us. So we really are encouraging people to pre-register the night before. By now you've trained, you might as well. We have great shirts with a really beautiful logo. I encourage you to pre-register.
And maybe carpool with someone who likes to be on time.
Yeah.
So there'd be less vehicles.
Good idea, Holly.
Going out that way. And who are some of the people that are helping you out with this race?
Well, besides Carolyn and myself, we have Terry Lovett and his wife. And we have my wife, Gina Lawson. And we're probably going to have Chris Totten and Mary Beth Nelson. And a couple of high school fellas that I'm sad to say I don't know, can't remember their names. I've just met them once.
They can be recognized the day of the race.
Yes, and probably in the paper afterwards.
And it takes sponsors, too, to help out with this race.
And Chris Horan, since we're kind of doing a more collaborative effort with all of the runs in town, mm-hmm. Chris said she was going to help with registration, since we do have three great races in town, and we're just kind of starting off with this one.
Oh, so this is the first of the season,
yeah,
so
yes.
To speak. Terrific. And who are some of your sponsors?
We have Schaefer & Company CPAs, Foreign Auto, Neurobehavioral Consultants, Christine Harrington CPA, and Schmock Mechanical.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a terrific event. The Solstice Run in Medici Half Marathon, so a 5K, a 10K, and the 13.1
half marathon.
I'd like to thank my guests, Carolyn and Murray, for telling us about this. And once again, what's a good contact number if somebody has questions?
They could call me at 738-1102 or Carolyn at 738-0180.
Well, have a great race, and thanks for joining me.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.